Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, an inquest in Bonkrana has heard that Andre Allen's name was included on a list sent to a centre in Derry just months before he was killed. The INMO is calling for services in a number of Sealter Group hospitals, including Letterkenny University Hospital, to be curtailed and beds closed for safety reasons. A second man arrested in connection with the discovery of a mortar device in Churchview Strabane on Saturday remains in custody this evening. And an Inishowen councillor claims larger towns are being prioritised at the expense of rural communities. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, an inquest in Bunkrana has heard that the name of a 24-year-old man shot dead in Lisfannan in February 2012 was included on a list sent to a centre in Derry just months before he was killed. The list was in an envelope that also contained a bullet. At today's inquest, the jury returned a verdict of unlawful killing in relation to the death of father of two, Andre Allen. Mr Allen was one of several men forced out of Derry by the group Republican Action Against Drugs, which admitted responsibility for his murder. His family have always denied claims he was a drug dealer. INMO is calling for services in a number of Sealter Group hospitals, including Letterkenny University Hospital and Sligo, to be curtailed and beds closed for safety reasons. INMO officials met with senior Sealter management on Monday to ask which services the group plan to withdraw or curtail due to understaffing. They did not receive an answer. INMO's Maura Higgy says nurses and midwives are struggling daily to deliver safe care in unsafe environments.
Our graduates are highly qualified and sought after. They are not going to hang around on a wing and a prayer hoping that somebody will offer them a permanent contract. The minister came to our conference in May and promised all of the new graduates a permanent contract and yet failed to deliver. If the new graduates leave, it further impacts on the already short staffing that exists in the hospital.
New graduates who are working there at the moment on a temporary basis, they're not being offered permanent contracts. They're certainly not being offered contracts on the terms and conditions that they would wish. And until we see better terms and conditions for nurses coming in from the INMO's point of view, then the situation will not be resolved.
Absolutely. And the other irony and sadness in this entire situation is that nurses and midwives realise that they are dealing with human beings and want to and wish to treat them with respect and dignity on a daily basis, which is everybody's entitlement. But what we have is we have a system now that is all about number crunching, and therefore when all you're interested in is numbers and targets, you take away the humanity of what the healthcare service was first established to deliver.
The Sinn Féin leader says the idea of a bridge between Northern Ireland and Scotland is just a distraction from Brexit talks. The British government has examined the costs and challenges of building a bridge in the Irish Sea. The DUP believes it may offer a solution to the current Brexit impasse by removing the need for a border in the Irish Sea. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald doesn't take the idea too seriously.
I don't think the Baris Bridge is a real proposal. I mean, when you consider that we need the A5, there's so many huge infrastructural needs on the island. I don't think we should get lost in a distraction about a bridge. Although, one would have to say that there is something attractive in the notion of a bridge between an independent Scotland and a united Ireland.
Meanwhile, the Finance Minister has ruled out any personal tax cuts in the budget. The government has agreed the measures it announces will be on the basis of a no-deal Brexit. Stephen Murphy reports.
The government has been facing a choice. Plough ahead with a standard budget on the 8th of October, just weeks before Britain is due to leave the EU, or base it on the threats lying ahead from a potential no-deal Brexit. Today, the Finance Minister announced the approach they'll take.
Budget 2020 will now be prepared on the assumption of a disorderly Brexit.
Pascal Donoghue says the package of measures will still come to €2.8 billion, but social welfare announcements will be scaled back compared to previous years. Personal overall tax cuts are also off the table.
There are many who would argue that there is a case and indeed a need to make further personal tax reductions before Brexit. I'm not going to do that. I am going to make a set of very safe choices in relation to taxation.
The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council says preparing the budget based on a no-deal Brexit is appropriate, but chairperson Seamus Coffey says the state finances could still be at risk.
There's been spending slippages, overruns in the Department of Health. It looks like there'll be overruns again this year. If these overruns materialise, you could have a deficit in 2019, and of course a hard Brexit could lead to an even larger deficit in 2020.
The government says an extra 900 million euro will still be spent on capital projects next year. Stephen Murphy at Government Buildings.
A second man who has been arrested in connection with the discovery of a mortar device in Churchview, Strabane on Saturday remains in police custody this evening. The 33-year-old was arrested in the town yesterday and is assisting officers with their inquiries. Catherine Gaffney reports.
In a statement, Detective Inspector Andrew Hamlin said that the investigation is ongoing and he's continuing to appeal to anyone who saw anything suspicious in the Churchview area on Friday night or in the early hours of Saturday morning to contact them. Police believe an orange Fiat Sedici pizza delivery vehicle that was hijacked in the area of Mount Sion and Ballycolman at around 20 to 10 on Friday night was used to place the device in Churchview at approximately quarter to 10. The vehicle is believed to have travelled along the following route: Mount Sion, Ballycolman Avenue, Bridge Street, Market Street and Church Street. It was subsequently abandoned on Evish Road in Strabane. Anyone who was in these areas or who were travelling along any part of this route between 9:40 p.m. and 10:20 p.m. and who may have dash cam or mobile phone footage are being urged to contact detectives at Strabane on 101.
Donegal County Council is to engage with the Rural Water Team to explore the idea of extending the Letterkenny Surge System. At present, many homes and businesses in Dromore and Woodlands areas are serviced through septic tanks. Further talks are to take place between relevant bodies to determine the scope for any such application in order to identify any available funding for the works. Councillor Donald Coyle says it's vital that the issue be taken seriously.
I just refer to a letter that a former councillor got over 20 years ago in regards to the sewer going out to the moor, and also included the Woodlands area in my motion because the two areas are very similar, because in both areas you have hotels, you have nursing homes. And each area, you have the football field out in Bonagie, and then all of the houses, and many of the houses are using communal septic tanks. That means five or six houses together using the one septic tank. And in this day and age, that's not acceptable. And as well as that, like, I mean, hotels today, in today's world, having to use septic tanks. It's not acceptable.
And the council, they have agreed to maybe explore that idea to some extent?
I've got a positive response, but I will be keeping the pressure on to ensure that in my term and over the next 5 years that there will be a positive conclusion and that the public sewer will be extended to both those areas. It would be a major job and it will cost quite an amount of money, but in today's age and the times we're living in and all the talk about the environment, it's imperative that we do get the public sewer to those two areas.
Meetings are due to get underway this evening between the Agriculture Minister, farm organisations and the meat factories in an effort to resolve the ongoing beef dispute. A series of individual meetings is due to take place between the Minister and all of the key stakeholders. A second round of talks to break the impasse was cancelled earlier this week when Meat Industry Ireland pulled out. Today's talks come as a number of farmers have begun a picket at a Tesco depot in Dublin. Trucks are being delayed from entering the Ballymun distribution centre. Chairman of Leitrim's Beef Plan Movement, Brendan Barry, says he's hopeful the talks will deliver.
We are optimistic. Of course, farmers is looking for measures that's going to provide security for them going forward and as farmers. So we're very hopeful that that can happen. The Meat Industry Ireland and the processors by now should know what farmers need and want for to get this resolved, and I hope they can deliver now to see them.
And in his own councillor claims larger towns are being prioritised at the expense of rural communities. Councillor Bernard McGuinness was speaking at this week's initial municipal district meeting, during which he said there seems little point in going to meetings and moving motions as it appears they are being ignored. He says he has been continually highlighting the need for social housing to be built in rural areas and recently proposed that houses be built in the vicinity of rural schools, which are in difficulty due to falling numbers. However, Councillor McGuinness says to date there has been little or no progress on the matter.
We had examples there today where turnkey development was proposed by a company for Kildaff, wasn't even noticed. The same applies in Mullinhead, as the chairman said there, the local football club came out of the National League because they don't have a number of players. Areas like Orris, Mullinhead, Glengad, Carramina, no social housing been proposed for them, or no hope of social housing.
You had made a very specific proposal that 6 social houses should be built in the vicinity of rural schools across Inishowen. You said that's what the council should be aiming to do in order to regenerate those local communities and give hope to those schools.
That's the proposal I made at a county development stage. It was met with a bit of resistance from officials because of sewage and water and things like that. But I explained to them that we were now collecting sewage in tankers and that there were areas where this could be transported to, and the county manager agreed with me. Consequently, it became policy. But no action has been taken since. No attempt has been made to acquire land anywhere near within any of those schools. No attempt has been made by any section. They say they buy houses if they're available in rural areas. One particular area, I pointed out there were houses for sale. They came back and said they were making the houses. They were prepared to buy them, but they're not prepared to build. There's a problem somewhere. I'm going to pursue this as long as I'm on the council, because I believe that we are continually building up our towns to the detriment of rural areas.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 13 minutes past 5 and time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. The national youth boxing team will arrive back from Bulgaria to Dublin Airport shortly. Among them will be Rafo ABC welterweight Leah Gallen, who won a bronze medal at the European Youth Boxing Championships in Sofia. 2 wins over German and Turkish opponents secured another medal at a major championships for the Ballybofey teenager, who also won bronze at the European Juniors last year. The Irish team are expected to arrive into Dublin at around 5:30, where there's likely to be a large turnout to greet them. And there's 2 Donegal competitors in action today at the European Masters Championships in Venice. Finn Valley's Brian O'Donnell has won team bronze for Ireland. He set a new personal best, an Irish Masters record of 46.28 in a very competitive 10k walk. The Garda Harkman will be back in action on Saturday in the 20k walk. Catherine McDevitt of Letterkenny AC will run in the 200 metres this evening. Finn Valley's Noreen Boner and Gloria Donaghy will also compete in the coming days. In Gaelic games, there's a big final on tonight in the Minor Division 1 Championship. It's in Convoy. 7:30 is the start time. Gwydor, they play Termon. Gwydor, they defeated Killybegs to make the final, while Termon's win over St Eunan sent them to the final. As I say, that one gets underway at 7:30. Should be a good game. And elsewhere in Gaelic games, 4-time All-Ireland winner with Kerry, Paul Galvin, has officially been ratified as the new Wexford Senior Football Manager. The 2009 Footballer of the Year will be in charge for a 2-year term. Former Wexford star Matty Ford is involved as part of Galvin's backroom team. In cycling, Sam Bennett's narrowly missed out on a 3rd stage victory in this year's Valletta España. The Irish rider finished just 2 seconds behind the winner on stage 17, Philip Gilbert. Primoz Roglic, he retains the leader's red jersey with a 2-minute 24-second lead over Nairo Quintana. Moving on to soccer, and Liverpool goalkeeper Alisson is making steady progress from his calf injury, but he's not yet ready for a return. The Brazilian stopper sustained the injury in the opening game of the season against Norwich at Anfield. Liverpool goalkeeping coach John Achterberg says Alisson has returned to light training but won't be involved in Saturday's meeting with Newcastle. Elsewhere, two people have been arrested in connection with an inquiry in Belgium into alleged fraud involving the transfer of football players. Prosecutors say they were detained in raids in Belgium, London and Monaco yesterday and today. The raids are connected with an investigation into the €18 million transfer of Serbian striker Aleksandar Mitrovic from Belgian club Anderlecht to Newcastle in 2015. And Vincent Kompany has confirmed he'll play no part in his own testimonial. The defender will bid an emotional farewell to the Etihad this evening when a Manchester City legend side face a team made up of Premier League all-stars. There's one game locally tonight in the Donegal Youth League. It's Bonagie up against KG Rovers. 6:15 is the kick-off time out at Dry Arch Park. Moving on to rugby in Scotland, back row Jamie Ritchie will travel to Japan tomorrow to link up with the squad ahead of the World Cup. The forward injured his face in his nation's final warm-up game against Georgia. He was left behind for further assessment. Magnus Bradbury will remain with the group as precautionary cover. Scotland are Ireland's first pool opponents in Yokohama on the 22nd of this month. The Irish squad flew out to Japan today. And Ross Munley, he'll captain Leinster for tomorrow evening's pre-season friendly with Northampton at Franklin's Gardens. Scott Penny is deployed in the back row for his first appearance since shoulder surgery. Dave Kearney, Ross Byrne and Scott Fardy are part of an experienced bench. And Munster Rugby and the IRFU have appointed Ian Flanagan to the position of Munster Rugby CEO. Cork native Flanagan will take up the post in mid-October. Flanagan had previously been commercial director with Leicester City Football Club for 4 years. And in hockey, Energia Park in Donnybrook has been confirmed as the host venue for the Irish Women's Olympic playoff. The World Cup finalists are slated to play Canada over two legs on November the 2nd and 3rd for the right to travel to Tokyo next year. It's the first time the traditional rugby venue will be used for hockey and will have a special pitch laid for the occasion. And finally, South Korea has formally asked the International Olympic Committee to ban the Japanese rising sun flag at next year's Tokyo Games. Seoul says it's a symbol of Japan's brutal wartime past. Tokyo organisers say the flag isn't seen as a political statement, is widely used and will be allowed in stadiums. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news. People in the Castle Derrick area are said to be living in fear following a recent spate of burglaries. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan is calling for a meeting with senior PSNI officers in a bid to prevent further incidents. He says urgent action needs to be taken against those responsible. Mr. McCrossan says the border is also being exploited as a quick getaway.
For the last number of weeks, there has been a number of burglaries and attempted burglaries at businesses and at the homes of the rural dwellers of the wider Castledegg area. There has been disruption caused, there has been damage caused to property, and ultimately quite a lot of distress to the victims of the burglaries and to the wider community who are worried about this ongoing attempted burglary throughout the wider area. This morning again I had another call from a gentleman in Castledegg who has said that a neighbour of his has suffered the same break-in last night and that he is very worried that there isn't enough been done to send out a strong message to those responsible that there will be consequences for their actions in the face of the law, and also that the PSNI aren't doing enough to be seen in the area, enough patrols aren't there. Basically, the wider community are very, very worried about what's happening in these rural communities, particularly the ones that are very close to the border.
And as you hinted at there, it is possible that those responsible are capitalising on the area's close proximity to the border.
This isn't a new situation. It's actually been ongoing for some time. People have fled over the border very easily, have come in and burgled property in the north and fled to the southern side. This has been going on particularly across West Tyrone for a long number of years now, but it has become much more prominent in more recent times where we're seeing a surge in this sort of activity. And in particular, remember, we're now into September. We're coming into the months prior to the Christmas period. There is going to be, and as there has been in previous years, an increase in such activity.
Donegal Centre for Independent Living is to be represented at the European Network for Independent Living Brussels Freedom Drive. It gets underway from September the 30th to October the 3rd, and local leaders Vicky Matthew and Frank Larkin will be in attendance. It's the 30th anniversary since the first Freedom Drive, which was initially held in Strasbourg. Mr. Larkin says while a range of issues will be raised with MEPs during the event, he's also keen to hear from anyone locally who would like something highlighted.
We want to have the opportunity to meet with the Irish MEPs from our constituency here. As well as the issues that we want to raise ourselves that are important in relation to the lives of people with disabilities, you know, if anybody else that has a disability wants us to raise anything, we'd be absolutely more than happy to do that, you know.
The Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District says he's disappointed at the slow progress being made on the rollout of the MICA redress scheme. The council's special subcommittee established in June has not yet met, and Councillor Martin McDermott says he now fears no work will be done this side of Christmas. He also expressed disappointment that the issue was not on the agenda for this week's MD meeting, despite an agreement that it would be.
As you know, at the last meeting here in Inishowen, we made it very, very clear that the MICA had to be on the agenda for every Inishowen area meeting going forward until this was resolved, and that we would receive an update on the position of the council and the position of anything that came back from the department to the council. On our first meeting here today, it's not on the agenda. It's the biggest issue that we have to deal with here in Inishowen. It's probably one of the biggest issues that we have to deal with in the county, and it's vitally, vitally important that we're kept up to speed with whatever is going on between the directors of service, the county manager and the officials from the department, and that we're able to keep our constituents and the MICA Action Group informed as to what's happening.
At its AGM, the council established a new subcommittee that's going to oversee the operation of the redress scheme. The fact that that really hasn't even met yet is a cause for concern.
An absolute major cause for concern. I've had a conversation with the Director of Service about that, and I'll be hoping that within the next week or two that that meeting will happen. Time is ticking. We're into September, into the middle of September now, and still no confirmation of what's happening, where we're going, any timelines. Is the 20 million that's been allocated this year going to be spent this year? Does it have to be spent this year? There's a lot of questions still sitting there don't have been answered.
When do you expect to see some work actually done?
The snail pace that the department is dealing with us, I'm fearful that there's going to be much work done this side of Christmas.
A public consultation is to take place on the future of the Market Square in Letterkenny. The area in the town centre was once the focal point and open space for markets, but was altered in the 1990s. At the latest sitting of the Letterkenny Municipal District, there was a keen interest expressed among local representatives to return the square to an open space. Councillor Michael McBride says there's a major disconnect between the back and the forefront of the square. He says it's simply not working in its current form.
I think we have to tear it out, start over again. I think it needs to be an open plan, a place that's safe, a place that's bright, and a place that people want to go in general.
And you mentioned there that there is, from your opinion, a big disconnect from the back part of the square and the forefront of it.
The residents of both over the last term of council, I had several different times, I was there, especially for the turn on of the Christmas lights every year, where we get a fantastic gathering of people from around Letterkenny coming out with their children, grannies, grandas and everything. You know, it's a great occasion in the town, but you find there that there's barriers put across. You have the bandstand at the top, you know, where the entertainment and the speaking, the speakers are. And then on the bottom side then, you have a lot of families. Some of them can't see because of trees overgrowing and all that. So just to put it plain and simple, it's not working in its present form.
And finally, Americans have commemorated 18 years since the September the 11th terror attacks. Victims' relatives gathered at Ground Zero in New York to remember those who died when hijacked planes struck the Twin Towers at the World Trade Center. Nearly 3,000 people were killed in total. Also targeted was the Pentagon near Washington, D.C., where President Trump paid his respects to those who died.
For the families who join us, it's the day that has replayed in your memory 1,000 times over. The last kiss, the last phone call, the last time hearing those precious words, I love you.
Weather now. Today will be a mainly dry and bright day with a mix of cloud and sunny spells. Highest temperatures of 17 to 19 degrees in a mainly moderate westerly breeze. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, an inquest in Bonkrana has heard that the name of a 24-year-old man shot dead in Lisfannan in February 2012 was included on a list sent to a centre in Derry just months before he was killed. The list was in an envelope that also contained a bullet. INMO is calling for services in a number of Seilte Group hospitals, including Letterkenny University Hospital and Sligo, to be curtailed and beds closed for safety reasons. INMO officials met with senior Seilte management on Monday to ask which services the group plan to withdraw or curtail due to understaffing. They did not receive an answer. A second man who has been arrested in connection with the discovery of a mortar device in the Churchview area of Strabane on Saturday remains in police custody this evening. The 33-year-old was arrested in the town yesterday and is assisting officers with their inquiries. And an initial councillor claims larger towns are being prioritised at the expense of rural communities. Councillor Bernard McGuinness was speaking at this week's initial municipal district meeting, during which he said there seems little point in going to meetings and moving motions as it appears they are being ignored. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notice is for this Wednesday evening, the 11th of September. The death has taken place of Joseph McLaughlin, Glackmore, Ture, Muff. His remains are en route to his late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15, going to St. Patrick's Church, Ishkeheen, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred in Queensland, Australia, of Francis McCarthy, formerly of Malin Head, County Donegal. And the death has taken place of Bobby Freel, Grove Hall, Remelton. His remains are reposing at his home. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrenan, with burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors.